Details of the rape and murder of 5-year-old Lynn Taleb have come to light after North Lebanon First Investigative Judge Samaranda Nasser managed to clear up the facts. Nader Bou Khalil, the child's maternal uncle, has been charged with sexual assault. According to the investigation, the cold-blooded rape was committed at his home 5 days before the child's death. In addition, his sister, the child's mother, and Lynn's maternal grandparents are involved in the crime, as they tried to conceal facts and evidence about the perpetrator's identity, hindering his arrest. They also refused to transport the child to the hospital to receive the necessary medical care. According to sources well-versed in the course of the investigation, the uncle took advantage of his niece's presence at his house to lock her up and rape her. During that time, his wife was at the hospital giving birth to their first child. The sources confirmed that the samples taken from the child's underwear correspond to the DNA analyses of the suspected uncle, as the traces found on his clothes stemmed from the child when he took her to the hospital the day of her death. The uncle's lies were uncovered. Lynn turned out to be transported to the hospital by her mother's paternal uncle along with his wife, while the suspect was watching from afar, along with his sister, the child's mother, and his parents, the sources said. Other sources say that the uncle raped the child in the bathroom of his house, which explains why she later on and for 5 days straight refused to walk into the bathroom. Each time they tried to make her go, Lynn would have a nervous breakdown and refuse to even get near the bathroom door. She flatly refused to eat and drink, and was in constant pain. She suffered high fever, which resulted in septicemia and led to kidney and liver failure and ultimately caused cardiac arrest. Although the child's mother and grandparents claim to have discovered the rape following her death, reliable sources affirm that they knew about the sexual assault, as they were the ones who took Lynn to a pediatrician who advised immediate hospitalization. Instead of following the pediatrician's recommendations, the family members went to a sheikh, hoping that by intoning some verses from the Quran, it will help heal her. All these steps were taken to conceal the truth. However, the family's utter dereliction didn't end there. They disregarded her worsening condition, as the child started vomiting blood at 3 a.m., 5 hours before her death. She was left unattended until she passed away at 8 a.m., at which point she was taken to the hospital by her mother's paternal uncle and his wife. The victim's body temperature reached 40.5 degrees and remained high even after her death. Meanwhile, her family cleaned the blood-stained sheets and blankets to ward off suspicion and their sheer negligence. However, the most shocking aspect of this sad story is that Lynn's family circulated her pictures on WhatsApp, claiming that she died after being hit by a car. This fueled suspicions about the family's involvement in the crime. As per the investigation's findings, Lynn's family has been charged with premeditated murder under Article 547 of the Penal Code, and is liable to a prison sentence of 20 years with hard labor. Judge Nasser is to pursue her hearings today, August 10, as she will listen to several witnesses, including a security guard suspected of helping the family cover up their actions. According to some sources, the hearing will determine the legal status of this witness. He will either remain a witness, if he provides truthful information, or will turn into a suspect if his statements are found to belie the truth.